Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana. Today's episode is about navigating loneliness in your 20s. I guess you could apply this to any age point, whether you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, whatever age you are and you're listening to this episode. This is how to navigate that feeling of loneliness and feeling lonely. I kind of felt called to talk on this because I had an experience this past weekend where I felt really lonely for the first time in a really long time. And growing up, I kind of always felt this way, especially in high school. And when I was at my first university, I definitely felt lonely and alone a lot of the times, more so from a friendship standpoint. But I haven't felt like that in a really long time. And I had gotten home from being at the bar with friends, and everyone went home with or to their significant other, and I just went home to myself because I live by myself, I'm single, and that's the way it goes. And normally, I'm totally content and happy and thrilled to get home to my quiet little comfort space. But for some reason on Saturday, I was just in my feels and I felt really lonely. I wouldn't have even felt better if some random hot boy was over. Like I felt lonely and I started to convince myself that there was something wrong with me and there's a reason why I didn't have a partner. I didn't have someone to go home to, and I'm like, wow, this is great. I'm like almost 25 and I'm going home after being out and I'm alone. And I know I am not the only person who has felt this way, who may feel this way, and I'm not the last one to feel this way. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about this on the podcast, because I know I'm not alone and I know it's something that can be really tricky and hard to navigate, and it can become this vicious cycle, and it's really easy to start to play the victim mentality and to hold on to that mindset and get yourself out of that mind trap and that way of thinking. I want to share a little bit more about loneliness and how to navigate that if you find yourself in that situation, if you are in that situation and that circumstance and that feeling. It's not a nice feeling. It's shitty. I know. And I want to validate how you're feeling if you're listening to this and you're like, yep, Alana, like, I just feel so lonely. I feel like I'm all alone, like I'm doing life on my own and I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I just want to have someone to do it with me. Whether it's in your career, in family, in friendships, being the single friend, in relationships, whatever it may be, there are so many different dimensions and facets that can contribute to your loneliness. It can be one of what I've mentioned. It can be all of them. It can be some of them. Or maybe it's something completely different that I didn't mention, but I felt called to talk about it. I knew that if it was something I felt, I'm 100% certain that someone else is feeling this way. And maybe, just maybe, hearing that they're not alone in feeling that, and also hearing the little tips and tricks on what you can do to get yourself out of that headspace can really help them. So that's what the episode is going to be about today. Before we jump into the thick of it, I want to discuss my current faves. I'm back in my running era. We are running. We are training for my 10K race. I'm doing the Under Armour 10K race in Toronto on June 15th. God bless me. That day is going to be mayhem because it really will be the ultimate balance. She does it all because I have the race in the morning and then John Summit is playing at night and I'm going. So you really can do it all. You can balance it all. I might die a little, but we will be fine. But anyways, we're running again and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm doing 2 runs a week. It feels good to be spending time outside. It feels good to be doing cardio again. It feels really good to be running and moving my body that way again. And I really just missed that mental and physical challenge that running gives me. Really still loving doing Pilates. Don't get me wrong, still very much in my Pilates era, but enjoying reincorporating running into my workout routine. It's been really, really nice. With running, we have new running essential favorites. I recently tried out the New Balance RC 3-inch short, and I really like them. Normally, I've been a biker short girl, but these are like a loose running short, and I really enjoyed running in them and highly recommend. In terms of shoes, I've been wearing two different pairs of shoes. I'm still wearing my New Balance Fresh Foam 1080 V13s. These are the ones that I ran my half marathon in the last fall, and I still really love them. I actually just got another pair from New Balance, the same style, just different colorway. So it's fun that I have two pairs now. And then I also have been trying out the Reebok Float Zig 1 trainer, and I would say it's pretty comparable in terms of feel, comfort, support, cushion when running as the Fresh Foam 1080 V13. I like a lot of cushion. I like a stable shoe, pretty much like a neutral shoe. I don't need more stability, but I like cushion because it just feels so much better on my joints. But really been loving running. In terms of the running platform, program, app that I use Runna. That's R-U-N-N-A. I've been using it for almost a year now. I started using it last June, and I'm using their 10K training plan. It's an 8-week plan. I set it up as like a beginner because I hadn't run in a while. I'm doing 2 runs a week. They have options for like strength training, Pilates, stretching. It gives you a warm up and all of that. And I have no complaints about this app. It syncs with your Apple Watch. If you have a Garmin or a Coros watch or like any sports watch, it connects with that. It syncs to Strava. It's great, but I really like it. If you guys want to check out Runna, this is not sponsored, but I do have a code with them. You can use Alana to get, I think it's 2 weeks free off of your premium plan. So you can go monthly or annually. I just did annually to hold me accountable with running. I feel like we have discussed my current faves in running enough. But let's get into navigating feeling lonely, navigating loneliness. I want to reiterate again, I spoke about this in episode, let me pull it up. I spoke about this in episode number 173, the importance of spending time alone and its connection to your ability to love yourself. But there is a difference between loneliness and being alone. Someone can be physically alone but not feel lonely, or someone can be surrounded by people but feel lonely. I read an article on the National Library of Medicine, and I'll link it in the show notes so you guys can look at it, but it's called The Complexion of Loneliness. And in this article, you guys know I've been on my research grind over here. So according to this article, loneliness can be described as a negative psychological response to the discrepancy between social relationships one desires, so your expectations of what you want your relationships to look and feel like, and the relationships that one has, so your objective real ones. It is an individual feeling that is characterized by an unpleasant or inadmissible lack of quality in certain social relationships that can occur either because one has fewer social contacts than one wishes to have, or because the level of intimacy hoped for in relationships is not there. For example, I live by myself and I spend a lot of time by myself, and yes, I'm physically alone, but I do not feel lonely. I want to say 98-99% of the time. Someone could be living with roommates, they could be living with their family, they could have a lot of people in their life, but they could still feel loneliness. And like, you can also live alone and feel lonely, vice versa. You can live alone and not feel lonely, like how I feel. But loneliness and being alone are two different things. Just because someone is alone doesn't mean they're necessarily lonely. Like, being alone is just like a physical attribute, and loneliness is a feeling or emotional response. I think, like, for me, when it comes to loneliness, and what I was specifically struggling with on Saturday night, was I just felt like the token single friend, and it felt really shitty to knowingly go home by myself with my best friend going to the guy that she's seeing, and knowing that like everyone else that I was out with went home to their significant other. Or maybe they didn't even go home to their significant other, but the fact that they have one and someone could be there for them if they wanted that. Whereas I don't have that. I'm single, very single right now, and I live alone, and it just like felt very isolating. It felt upsetting. I felt disappointed in myself, in what my life was at. Like, I went really into a negative spiral. But I think you can't let the title of being the quote unquote token single friend determine what your happiness and contentness with that to mean. Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing. And I think that's where reframing your mindset kind of comes into play. When I was kind of spiraling, when I was very much spiraling on Saturday night, I reached out to my friend and she reminded me, because it's really hard to remember these things when you're spiraling or when you're like in this negative head space. And obviously I knew this beforehand because I've preached it a million one times, but we have forever to be in a relationship. Like, once we're married, ideally, like, your plan for most people is to be with that person until death do us part. Like, that's your vows, right? So why would you not want to cherish your time being alone, cherish your time being single, view it as a privilege, as this special sacred time to really get to know yourself and be selfish and put so much energy and focus and attention on yourself and your hobbies and the things you like doing and work and just bettering yourself and working through any of these traumas or wounds that you're holding on to. Like, it is such a privilege and a special time to be alone, to be single, to not have a partner. So remind yourself that whether or not you go home to someone or with someone at the end of the night, it also does not determine your self-worth. People who are in relationships are not any better than you. They're not at a higher level than you. That's not the reason, like, that doesn't determine your worth as a human. If anything, romantic relationships, having a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, a wife, a husband, whoever, on any level of our life, in any circumstance of our life, they are just extras. They are the cherries on top of the sundae. They are the whipped cream on top of your frappuccino. Like, they are just extras. Your life should already be full without this person. You should not be sitting here waiting for someone to come into your life to make it full, to make it feel complete. It should be already complete because you should be able to complete yourself. And it's really hard to remind yourself when you are feeling lonely and when you're spiraling and just blaming so much on yourself and that you've done something wrong. But I want you to remind yourself that there is nothing wrong with you. Do not convince yourself that there is something wrong with you. You are such an amazing and incredible person who has so many people who love and care about you. And even if you feel like it's just one, that one person loves and cares about you so much that they would be so heartbroken if you were not in their lives anymore. And if you're going down the spiral, if you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language. And that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we tend to keep things bottled up, we throw them under the rug, and we just keep forgetting about it, pushing it away, ignoring it until it just gets in our face. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, to take those things that you've been putting away, and figure out how to work through what's weighing you down. I personally used to always bottle things up and ignore them and tell myself I was okay. And I got really tired of doing that until I started to go to therapy regularly. Therapy is a place where you can gain positive coping skills, learn how to set boundaries, empower yourself to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. I personally haven't experienced major trauma, and I'm an active user of therapy. Therapy has honestly changed my life, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you're capable and able to switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Alana to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds, DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Thinking something is wrong with you and wondering why no one has ever stuck around in terms of a romantic partner. Again, there is nothing wrong with you. Those people were just not your prince, your princess, your other half. You are just getting step and step closer to meeting that person. It is not your time yet. You haven't met them. Or maybe you have, but it's not your time to be together just yet. I really do believe in the divine timing of life and finding comfort and contentness and knowing that what's meant for me will find me when I'm meant to find it. What's meant for me won't pass by me. I won't lose what's meant for me. And that the things that are meant to be in my life will be in my life. Things, people, places, everything will happen as it should and when it should. And just find comfort in that. Reframe your mindset to view being single at whatever age you are at as a great thing, as a blessing. There is nothing wrong with being single. There is nothing wrong with living alone. You should feel empowered. You're doing things on your own. You're navigating life on your own. That shows strength. That shows courage. Not everyone has that. A lot of people just settle into relationships for the sake of being in a relationship. Think about the relationships that you see in your life. Of those relationships, which ones would you actually want? Do you want all of them? Do you think they're all healthy, supportive, great relationships? Do you feel like any of your friends are settling? I'm not saying to necessarily speak negatively about your friends, but I feel like a lot of people just settle for the sake of having a boyfriend or girlfriend or to have a person. And they know that they're settling. A lot of them know that they're settling, but they just want to have it because that's what society tells us that we have to have. But I don't know. I rather focus on me, focus on bettering myself, getting to know myself, than settling to be in a relationship with someone who isn't my person, who isn't going to add to my life. Because a reminder is that your life should already be full. It should be full on its own without a romantic partner. That's just the cherry, the icing on top of the cake. So what can you do if you're feeling lonely? This is personally what I do. Whether I feel like a lot of the times loneliness strikes when I'm at home. It's late at night, usually on a Friday or Saturday. Sometimes the Sunday scaries hit. And it's when I'm doom scrolling. It's when I'm doom scrolling on TikTok or Instagram and it's just feeding this negative headspace that I'm in. So I want you to do one of these things. If you are feeling lonely, or the next time you feel lonely, you can put on your favorite playlist and clean your space, because like I've always said, a clear space is a clear mind and you will feel so much better. It's so therapeutic. And I'm telling you, your space is never clean enough. So you have something to clean, whether it's just your kitchen counters, maybe it's your bathroom, maybe it's your closet, maybe it's some laundry you have to put away. Put your favorite playlist on and clean your space. You can also put on your favorite comfort show and put your phone away. Moral of the story in all of these things, put your goddamn phone away. Don't be scrolling on your phone. Comfort shows can be Sex and the City, Friends, I don't know, what else? Anything you like to watch. Journaling, you can grab your journal and write out all your feelings. Write out everything that you're feeling. Just really let yourself feel it and let it out and let it go. You can read a book that you love, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. Maybe fiction novel would be better in this point because our emotions are already heightened. And I don't know how much help a self-help book or a nonfiction book will be at this point if we can't think clearly at that moment. Express how you're feeling to a friend. Reach out to them, text them, call them, and just chat with them and help them talk. Have them help you talk through everything that is going through your mind. Because like I've said before, sometimes we can be really mean to ourselves and can circle in these thoughts in our head. But the minute we say them out loud, we can realize how silly we are being and how stupid and hard on ourselves we are being. And that if a friend was having these thoughts and feelings, we would not be talking to them the way we're talking to ourselves. So chat to a friend. Do some self-care. Do your skincare routine. Do a face mask. Buy yourself flowers. Do the full shower routine. Do a little workout. Obviously, these all depend on like what time it is. If it's like super late at night and you're in your feels, make it a plan to do this like the next morning. Wake up early. Do a workout. Feel good. Go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Sometimes, especially because I live alone, if I stay at home by myself for too long, I get cabin fever and I start to spiral in my head for no reason. And all it takes sometimes is just like resetting yourself by going outside, doing a little lap around the block, maybe go sit in the park and just have some fresh air, people watch, try not to be on my phone, and I feel so much better. Go to a coffee shop, sit on a patio, like do something for you. Do something that you know is going to make you feel good. Do all your favorite things. And if it's really late at night, do a little self-care. Do like your skincare, comb your hair, get into a comfy little PJ set and go to bed. Don't stay up scrolling and speaking so negatively for so much longer. What not to do. Don't continue to sit in this negative thought pattern. As soon as you acknowledge what you are doing and you realize I'm having really shitty thoughts about being lonely and convincing myself it's my fault, etc., stop this negative thought pattern. Stop speaking negatively about yourself and blaming these feelings on yourself that you're the problem. Don't open up dating apps trying to seek validation. Don't open up your TikTok, your Instagram, whatever other social media app you're using. Don't doom scroll. Don't isolate yourself further. Don't text an ex situationship, relationship, whatever, as a means to try to fix what you're feeling. Be aware of your feelings. Acknowledge them. Maybe try to highlight why you think you might be feeling these ways in a logical standpoint. I have more on this in that episode I spoke about before. I think it was episode 173. And then let it go. And then do the things that I said to do. Like putting on your comfort show, cleaning your space, journaling, reading a book, going for a walk, etc. I decided to text some of my friends and ask them what they do when they're feeling lonely and what they do to feel better. So one of my friends said, I think people actually need to learn to be lonely and sit with themselves without distractions. Yeah, it's good to call a loved one when you need comfort, but being able to ground yourself without the help of another person is really important, and think that meditating is a good way of doing that. Gratitude journal, move your body, read a book. People almost need to practice being lonely when they're feeling lonely, which is exactly what I said on that previous episode. Like, yes, it's great to call a friend and you can call a friend, but that shouldn't be your only way of coping. You should be able to get yourself out of this without another person, because I feel like just always relying on a friend to do that for you is almost like a band-aid solution to this loneliness, and it's going to keep showing up. So you have to find the root cause. And you can do this through journaling, through meditation, through practicing gratitude, through moving your body, reading a book. Almost like intentionally set aside time to be by yourself so that you can learn how to not feel lonely when you are by yourself. Okay, my friend also said, I think connection is the cure to loneliness, and you need to be vulnerable to have connection. So verbalize how you feel to someone, even if it's just like, hey, I feel really alone, or connecting to yourself, however one does that. So that can be through journaling, it can be through gratitude, it can be through meditation, and maybe it's through grounding yourself by going to nature, whatever it is. I do think that's a really good insight. So if you are feeling loneliness, find connection. So you either are going to be vulnerable with yourself and connect to your inner self, or you are going to be vulnerable and share to a close friend that you are feeling lonely, and then going from there. My other friend goes, is taking a nap unhealthy? No, because I don't think so. I think if you're continually avoiding your thoughts and feelings, but if it's like, say, what I was feeling on Saturday night, where it was out of the blue for me and I was feeling really lonely and really in my head about being like the token single friend, blah, 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 then going to bed is like the right thing, because also I was coming off of drinking alcohol, you know, like you're gonna have like those intrusive thoughts, those Sunday scaries. And sometimes sleep is the best medicine, and you wake up the next morning feeling so much better. Okay, one of my other friends just responded. She said, take a break from social media / disconnect and spend time in nature, express feelings to a friend or a loved one, do something creative or self-care. I really like the do something creative, because that almost connects you back to your inner child, your childlike self that's a bit more carefree. You can focus your attention on the task that you are doing as opposed to going down this negative thought spiral. It can help you feel some purpose. It helps connect you back with yourself through that inner child work in a way. I feel like as adults, we forget how to be playful and childlike and to use our creative brain in a really carefree, opinion-free, expectation-free way. This is something that can help us feel less lonely and to also empower us, give us some fire under us, and re-inspire ourselves in our day-to-day life and our career and in everything. So I really, really like the do something creative. It could be as simple as coloring in a coloring book or doodling, or maybe you decide to book a pottery class or to hand make a card, or I don't know, anything creative. Maybe you want to DJ or create a song, write a song, play an instrument. Just do anything that is creative to you. I really love that one. My other friends have not answered yet, so I think we're going to wrap up this episode here. I just want to remind you guys that you are not alone in feeling lonely, in feeling feelings of loneliness, and feeling like the token single friend, and feeling like you are on your own path doing your own thing. You are not alone in feeling that way. We are all figuring out life for the first time. No one actually has their shit together. The grass is always greener on the other side, but it's also greener where you water it. So just know that you have complete control over your thoughts, over your feelings, over your perspective of your life, over your circumstances, over the actions that you take every single day. You have the ability to make your life whatever the fuck you want it to be. You just have to want to put in the work, put in the self-work, and put in the work in life in order to make that happen. You are not defined by your circumstances. You can change whatever it is that you think is holding you back, or that you know is holding you back. You just have to choose to want it and then to follow through on that. And I believe that you guys all can, but I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it made you feel seen, heard, understood. I hope that hopefully that these little tactics on what to do when you're feeling lonely can help. If you want more, definitely listen to episode number 173. And I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.